Blog Talk Radio.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. Good vibrations.
Good evening, everybody, and I hope everybody has had a wonderful day today. Today, we're going to be talking about astrology and the Diva True Colors personality. What do they have in common, and how can you use them in your own life? So let's do a little background here. True colors, what are they? They are your DNA personality. They're how you perceive life, how you interact with yourself and with others. There are four key personalities, and we hear, listen, speak, and comprehend from those personality types. And those colors are going to be represented by blue, orange, gold, and green. So we will be referring to certain personalities by their color identification on the show tonight. So, what are Diva colors, and what does Diva stand for? Well, Diva is our concept in my company, and the Diva stands for a dreamer who inspires visualization into actualization. And the Diva True Colors is a whole concept of using the whole of your personality in building the fractal network. There'll be more coming that on my site as we are developing it. The Diva True Colors and your astrology signs have an awful lot in common. By understanding what each brings to the table, we can see the synchronicity and therefore the strengths and weaknesses we all have. I'm a discoverer of Diva knowingness. I can see your possibilities and know the Diva way of living life. Astrology has a lot in common. So Janet is going to come on today, and Janet is from Authentic You Radio. She has a show every Thursday called Living Astrology, and she's going to come along and show the parallels between the zodiac signs and the true colors and the Diva. So what I first want to actually help you understand, and if you've got a piece of paper, folks, write this down so you can follow along with us. True colors are represented like this. A very analytical person who is your CSI, your science nerd, the investigator would be represented by the color green. A structural person who likes order, synchronicity, follows rules and regulations, but is a great builder and a great structural builder will be a gold person. A blue person is a person who lives entirely by empathy, feeling, very intuitive and very much in sync with really the intuitive side of life. And an orange person is a very instinctual person and likes to be in action. They are fast thinkers, fast doers, love getting on to the next thing, adventurous, and they're very, very gifted when it comes to presentation and speaking. So what is the Diva? The Diva, being the dreamer, would actually match with your blue. The blue people are dreamers, as is the Diva, for the dreamers on that side of things. So if you don't have a dream, there is nothing that you can build. There's nothing you can inspire. There's nothing you can manifest. You first start with the dream, and that will match with the blue. The inspirers will be the orange personality. They are absolutely wonderful at getting up in front of a crowd and inspiring people, making people feel that they can be a part of it, that it's within arm's reach, and capturing people in. The visualizers are the green people because the analytical people are wonderful at putting detail together, putting it into a blueprint, putting it into a plan, very detail-orientated. But they can actually see how the dream works, how the inspire works, how the vision works, and they can put that into a plan. So therefore, the actualizers, or you may be an aspirer, but the actualizers will be the gold. Once you hand them over the plan, they know exactly how to go ahead and build that dream, build that Diva. So, folks, we're not going to take anybody for Janet tonight for readings. I'm sorry, this is not what this show is about. It's about helping you understand your personality DNA and how to use it with astrology. So if you wish to call in on a question with what we're speaking to tonight, please do. But if you're calling in for a reading, please, there are no readings tonight. You may go to her show every Thursday, and she'll be very, very glad to do readings for you there. So, Janet is a former metaphysical bookstore owner. She has been interested in all things spirituals, including astrology, numerology, the Mayan astrology, the Mayan calendar, and of course, miracles in the past 20 years. She has studied biology and chemistry, so she's quite diverse, and she's been in sales and management. But really, when the astrology just hit her over the head and said, this is the path you're meant to be taking, Susan. She took that leap of faith and jumped right into it and has not looked back. I've had my chart done with Susan, and it was wonderful. The beautiful thing about it is it gives you clarity. It gives you a sense of understanding what your path is ahead of you. Sometimes we wonder, what are we doing wrong? Because things aren't happening when they're meant to be happening. And that's because it's not time. It's not time for you to be doing it, and you have to wait for all the signs to be in place, all the planets to be in sync. And then when you get that amber and green light, it's ready, set, go, and out of the gate you go. And fortunately for me, after so many years of kind of feeling rather stagnant and planning, I have got my green light to get into action this summer. And believe me, action is what I'm in right now. So I highly recommend that you do get your chart done by Janet, because it really will give you such wonderful clarity moving forward in your life. But Janet, let us have a look at how the astrology mixes with the true colors and the divaism. Now, you've done your true colors with me.
Yeah.
And of course, blue. Was not a surprise there, with a very heavy gold, which is your structure. And that blue is very much where you actually get your knowingness from. Because if you've heard Janet speak when she does somebody's reading, she is so fluid. It is so rhythmical. That's what we call knowingness. It's when you know your knowledge so intuitively that you never have to think it. It just runs beautifully. And you're very much in your knowingness when you do your astrology. That is definitely going to be coming a great deal from your blue personality, because you just give it up to the divine and let the divine guide you.
Yeah, it does seem like that, doesn't it?
It does. It definitely does. And it's wonderful to listen to you, because you have such a lovely rhythm when you go. It's great. So I know that we've done these colors and we've looked at them all, and you know the diva and is something a little new to you, but it's in development with me, but with the two colors. And I know you're going to look at the astrological signs and how they are in sync. So why don't we break it down color by color, and then we can have a look at, you know, which colors match which. Pick a color there, Janet.
Well, you know, why don't we start with blue, since that seems to be the color I resonated with.
Exactly, and blue would also be the diva in the diva, meaning the dreamer. So what colors actually, what goes with what here?
Well, you know, I was just listening to you, you know, do the descriptions, and I thought, you know, this is really awesome, because they really line up with the elements. And, of course, the elements are a big part of astrology. So blue would actually line up with water. The signs that are water signs are Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. And this is also an interesting place to start, because, you know, our two upcoming eclipses are across, you know, the Scorpio-Taurus axis. And that, at least Scorpio is a water sign, so we're dealing with emotions. And, you know, if I had to choose a sign that really resonated with the dreamer part of the diva, and that's going to be Pisces, because they're your idealist. They're the ones that really have a dream and are really looking at the creative side of bringing in that dream. And so if I look over at Scorpio, I would say, oh, well, these people are the ones that are actually very intuitive and very prophetic. Actually, all three of the water signs are. But they are the ones that if someone's going to have a dream, and, you know, when you go to sleep at night kind of dream, it's going to be your Scorpios. And Cancer, they're just empathic, and they pick up, you know, information from everywhere, other people, just the collective. And so they bring a lot of that information into their daily lives. So it seems that water really works with the blue and also seems to equate to the D part, the dreamer, or the dream in Deepa.
Right, exactly. And it's very important to dream, isn't it? Because that's where everything stems from. We need a dream because that gives us the inspiration to have the vision to actualize. So dreaming is very, very important, whether it be daydreams, night dreams, or, you know, just allowing your whole persona just to fly, because that's the way the divine speaks to you.
That's correct. And, you know, more than just, you know, saying that it equates to the water signs, so if you're a Pisces, a Cancer, and a Scorpio, then, you know, you're a dreamer kind of thing. I want people to understand that everybody, whether you are a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio, have those three signs somewhere in your chart. And so one of the houses in the chart is related to each one of these signs, and that's where your dream is, or that's where your idealism is, or where your creativity is. So it's really interesting when you look at a chart from a holistic a holistic picture. Everybody has each of these colors. Everybody has each of these divas in their chart.
Right, exactly. And you know, we're never defined by one thing. You know, we're not defined by one sign, or one color, or one anything. It really is something that kind of shows us where our strengths are in our personalities, or you know, in things that are around us in life. You know, trying to make somebody follow a path that they're just simply not designed for is counterproductive. So
right.
In understanding who they are, they have a better understanding of the path that they're meant to take. And with that, they will have all the wind at their back in order to do so. Now, blue is very much an air sign. And the dreamer, of course, one kind of thinks about kind of the clouds. Up in the clouds, they always refer to you if you're in a dreamer. So would there be any air signs that would come into this?
You know, in astrology, I think it works out just a little differently, because the air sign actually kind of, in your description that you gave, sort of equates with the green, the more analytical thinking processes that come into it. But certainly the air signs, because the air signs deal in ideas, and ideas are also a part of the dream. So yeah, you would see a little bit of the air in the blue as well. And, you know, ideas coming into reality is, you know, probably more the influence of some of the other colors, perhaps. But certainly ideas, you know, relate to that.
Well, ideas very much would be the orange as well, which would be the inspirers. You know, they're people that may not be the initial seed of the dream, but they're very, very quick to be inspired by it and inspire others to it, because they can see the dream on multi-levels.
Yeah,
so
now in my mind, I equated orange with fire, with the creative, passionate energies of the fire signs, Leo, Sagittarius, and Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. And so in that respect, you have these people who they inspire other people to action, because they are often the ones that jump out and take action themselves.
Absolutely.
And
when you think about it,
absolutely.
And of course, when you think about a motivational speaker, I mean, what do they do with an audience? They set them on fire.
Yeah.
They get the flames going and they stir everybody up. So very much the inspirer will very much be that orange personality. And so you're seeing it strong in the Leo, the Sagittarius, and the Aries, which I have a Sagittarian daughter, that kind of figures. Ah, okay. When we're looking at the Leo, Sag, and Aries, is there any kind of breakdown to what they are?
Leo is really more the charismatic, the center stage kind of person. They like the attention, and they're the really good actors, I suppose you could say, of the of the zodiac. They can sort of take a role and make it their own, and particularly if they can inject emotion and drama into it. They're going to be perfect for that part. Your Sagittarians are more of the intellectual, of the passion sort of signs. And they're the adventurers in a way that they really resonate with truth and freedom. And they are your people that are researchers. They go deep into something. And then, of course, Aries. I love Aries because they are so willing to enter into new territory. You know, in Star Trek, where they say boldly go, boldly going, or whatever that saying is, that is so Aryan because that's what Aries does. They step out there and they explore and they connect that instinctual self to the direction that they move in, and they don't show fear around that usually. They just go out there and act.
They take inspired action.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a
inspired
very
action.
They will. In fact, when we'll talk a little bit about that later. But if you're actually looking at Star Trek and you're looking at Captain Kirk, he's very orange. He doesn't follow any rules and regulations. He's totally instinctual. He pushes the limits all the time. He demands the maximum from everybody and treats everything as an adventure. Well, let's see what happens. So absolutely, very, very strong. And the thing is they inspire others to take that leap of faith with them. And that's where it fits in with the eye in the diva, because of that inspiration. They have that ability to, as you say, stir up that fire, get people feeling adventurous. Let's all take this leap off the cliff together, and people are inspired to do so. So
absolutely.
Definitely.
And, you know, something else just occurred to me, too, Sarah, in talking about this, is that most people, you know, as we're talking about Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries, and all these different signs, most people may be thinking about this as their sun sign. But, you know, what occurs to me is that it's quite possible that the rising sign is the one that pertains more to this piece as opposed to the sun sign. And I say that because, you know, if I come up with blue, empathy, feeling, dreams, all that kind of stuff, that equates to my Cancer rising sign as opposed to my Gemini sun.
Right.
So that's an interesting correlation. Right. I'll have to check this out with some people. Maybe we could do some, you know, research back and forth on this.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other thing you're looking at, too, is when you actually are looking at the two colors, you never, ever are governed by the one color. It will be your main voice. But the whole idea is to bring all the other colors into unison. In other words, the other part of your divas into unison and being able to use all of them. And what we do with the diva fractal discovery is actually align you with people that are your weakest and your strengths, so that you're always building a weakness and strength, and there is no weakness because you just bring somebody else who's stronger in that personality to compensate for where you have your weakness. But it never also conflicts with your strength. They're always complementary and they always interlock, and you know, they build this wonderful fractal network, which is wonderful. So if you have something very strong, don't worry about if that particular part of your personality is stronger. Try and bring the other personalities in to balance you out. And one person, I mean, like, you're never going to get the orange, adventurous Aries, Sagittarius, Leo as a clock. It just won't happen. Not just maybe they're playing an actor as one, and then, as you say, they'll be very dramatic about it. It's just not in their DNA to be so. So they, you know, you have to embrace what their assets are and where their weakness is. That's where your collaboration and your cohesion comes in with other people that can pick that up as their strength and then keep building on that network. So let's hit the visions, the visionaries. Who would they be? And the visionaries would be the green in the two colors. You know, the CSI, the blueprint is the people that they're investigators, the detail orientated.
Right. And so, you know, in my thinking, I attached that to the air signs, and those would be the Libra, Gemini, and Aquarians. And because in those particular signs, they are dealing with ideas, concepts, thoughts, you know, that whole idea of thought processes. And I'm torn with this one because this could also be the earth signs in some ways as well. But when we're dealing with ideas, we are dealing with people who can visualize them into existence. And I think that flies along the lines of the Libra and the Gemini and the Aquarian. So when you're dealing with Gemini, of course, you're dealing with the curiosity that leads you from one idea to the other. And dealing with lots of different ideas, and not necessarily in the depth that a Sagittarius, let's say, would do, but certainly dealing with a lot of different ideas and, letting some go, bringing new ones in. When you deal with Libras, in the air, you're dealing much more with relationships. And you're dealing, you know, again, with people who are very much air signs in the true sense of being able to deal with ideas and concepts. For them, it's about, you know, tact and diplomacy and, you know, bigger concepts. When you deal with Aquarians, you're dealing with genius. You're dealing with lightning bolt intuitive energy that comes in through their higher self and into the planet. So ideas of a higher order, you might say, like ideas
right.
that are outside of the box. They're definitely
what
those
box?
People that can visualize something and then bring it in.
Yeah.
That whole idea of Aquarius is just so interesting because of that idea that they really like to do things their own way, and their own way is usually not the way anybody else would do it. They have their own unique spin on it, so much so that we often call them eccentric.
Yes, exactly. And I think probably pretty well. I mean, when you're looking at it, I don't know about the Aquarian, but the Gemini, you know, two faces, Libra's constantly back and forth, trying to find a balance. So, you know, a green personality and a visionary personality actually does have the ability to be able to see things from all sides. So having
yeah.
these kind of like double personalities within their personality allows them to be able to turn it around and see it from a different perspective and understand its possibilities, because they don't see linear, they don't see box, they just see massive equations that can, you know, equate to something bigger. So I don't know about the Aquarian on that, but certainly with the Libra, you're going to get that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Aquarians, they're really interested in the idea of freedom as well. And it's like the freedom of speech, though, the freedom to come up with your own ideas. They don't like to be pinned down to any one particular way of thinking. But the nice thing about Aquarian energy is not only do they, you know, want that kind of freedom for themselves, but they will also allow that freedom for you. Isn't that nice? Because other times
nice
they'll want freedom,
yeah.
but they won't. They don't, it's freedom for them, not necessarily for
you. So it
you.
Sounds to me that, you know, being a genius, intuitive, and freedom, that they're very inventive, which greens and visionaries would be, very inventive.
Indeed. You know, I think if you go into the charts of some of our most famous inventors, the Da Vincis and people of that stature, you're going to find Aquarius prominent in their charts somewhere. And that's because they were open, you know, to some very genius ideas. Even Einstein, you know, all of it doesn't matter whether they were in science or the arts, but when you're dealing with genius, you're dealing with
yes.
Aquarian energy somewhere.
And of course, the Gemini, without curiosity, how do we explore?
Exactly.
And, you know, without building a relationship with what you're exploring, how do we have these ideas? Because all ideas need to relate back to the human need. So actually, it's a really nice combination, the Libra and Gemini and Aquarian. They seem to complement each other very well.
Yeah, they really do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So how about the actualization, the goals?
In the goals, I say the goals that they tend to resonate to earth energy. In fact, the first words that I wrote down that I thought I heard you hear was order and structure, which of course is Capricorn, and that's an earth sign. And then, you know, in Virgo, you're dealing with details and the smaller pieces of the bigger picture. And then if you're dealing with Taurus, you're dealing with, again, the same idea of, is it practical? Is it useful? Can I actualize this into existence? Can I bring this out, or am I dealing with pie in the sky kind of stuff? So I think
right.
it's really a good fit for gold to work with your earth signs, at least as, you know, as far as the horoscope is concerned. Just because of those, that idea of order and structure is important to all three of the earth signs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that really makes sense. I mean, with the Capricorn, you know, the beauty of when you have a plan that's done in the vision, you've got the blueprint there. You can give that plan to the earth, and they can take that structure and look at the details and really be able to kind of build it in very, very fine detail, as long as they have a plan to follow. So it's not about the trusting the intuition or the inventive. It is understanding the plan that's been made before them and its intricacies and being able to actually follow that plan. I mean, the people that write the manuals will be very much the visionaries and the actualizers, being the green and the goals, because they understand them and need them. you try and give a manual to a blue or an orange, and it's, you're talking Japanese there. It's just, they're out to lunch. They're not interested in it at all. So, again, this is kind of playing to people's strengths. It's understanding what your strengths are and not trying to kind of fit into somebody else's idea or assumption of what you should do in life, but understanding who you are so you know what will suit you and where you're best to fit in life or making life fit into you. So,
absolutely.
Let me just go back again. So the diva, which is the dreamer, would be blue and water.
Mm-hmm.
And the inspirer will be orange. And what was the element there?
Fire.
Fire, of course.
Yeah.
Fire. And the visionary, which is the green. And
yep,
the element there would be air.
Correct.
And the actualizer, which is the gold, would be of earth.
There you have it.
So obviously, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and it's really important to recognize that everybody has, you know, all of these in different quantities in their charts. And
mm-hmm.
and the true colors tends to pull out, you know, which one you are that's dominant and,
dominant,
you know, which
yeah.
other ones. Yeah. So same thing I would do in an astrology reading, right? I'm looking at your chart.
Mm-hmm.
I see that you have that perhaps like, Sarah, I forgot what sign you are. Are you air?
I was a Libra, but remember the name change also made me Aries, with the Aries rising, so Libra and Aries.
Okay, so let's just say
Libra. And I'm a blue,
Libra.
And I'm a blue, and
so,
Libra.
Yeah, so you have, you know, a tendency to do things one way, and in your chart, your sun is putting a lot of energy in Libra, but that isn't everything you are. Everything else, you know, plays into the picture to complete who you are.
Yes.
And you know, what you do in this life. So everybody is a certain amount of each of these qualities in their chart.
And it's learning to
life.
Use them, isn't it? It's learning to use them. I mean, we're going to use predominantly at least three of them. And, you know, it's finding those three strengths and then where you're weakest, which is mine is earth, the actualization. And, you know, having had my chance, then it's actually, I'm not meant to be that completer. You know, I'm meant to be the person that generates, you know, the dream, the inspiration, and the vision. I've been told we've got 3 minutes left. Where the hell did the time go?
So, disappears.
Please tell everybody your show and how people get hold of you, because we're running out of time here.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. My radio show is Living Astrology, and it's on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And my website, if you're looking for a reading or just some information, is www.living-astrology.com.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Oh, good, goodness, I thought you got cut off there. And please, folks, I do recommend you go and get your chart done. As I said, it just gives you such an understanding of when to take your action and maybe what kind of action. And folks, if you're wanting to have your true colors done and your divaism done, please contact me at choosepositiveliving.com. That's choosepositiveliving.com. My program is there. The diva concept is there. And as I said, they're actually building at the present moment the diva fractal network, which is something that's coming into play, will be up in full force in September, but is in development right now. But it's about cohesively putting everything together so you always build a really strong core and strong people around you so there are no fractures in there. We could have definitely done this much longer. I mean, we'll definitely have to do it again.
Yes.
It's really quite fascinating. And as I said, you know, folks, if you want to go and try this, you know, look at, for you to understand what your true colors are, I'm afraid there is a little test that you have to do, which you can do with me, and we can do it online. Once you understand that, we also understand your diva, and then it's perfect for you to understand your chart and how you are a cohesive being and following your right path in life and not following a path that's down for you. My darling, I'm going to have to say goodbye. Thank you so much for being on the show. This was great, very, very informative.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I appreciate you having me on your show. It's always fun with you anyway.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. And I said, we're going to have to do it again. There's more information here. Thank you so much. I'm going to actually write this out, and I'll put it up on my site so people have more understanding along with your link, okay?
Awesome. Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot. Okay, well, I can't believe the time went so fast. So I'm going to close out in a second. But next week, I actually have a very interesting person coming on. It's Bill Mackey, and he's going to be talking about OCD and how to change it to OCB. He has a broken back and Parkinson's, and this is a person that has actually healed himself through his own way of healing. And he is really out on a quest right now to change the dialogue of OCD, ADD, and all of these into more behaviors rather than disorders, and to stop demoting people with any form of these beliefs, and to give them back their dignity, and for you to understand how to work with people with OCD, because really it's quite a simple format, folks, and they're brilliant. It's just they fire on different cylinders to us, and it's time that we paid attention to how they speak. So do tune in next week on that. I hope everybody has a fabulous week and the sunshine keeps shining for you, and I look forward to next week, folks. Take care, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye.